Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
I'm BJ.
And this week we are talking about Dragon Quest Dai, the manga, The Adventures of Dai, manga, Volume 1, Disciples of Avon, Volume 1.
In English.
I forget, what it's called. But anyway, it's in English, which is really nice. We did an episode a while back because BJ read, you were reading like a fan translation of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking
online,
about
there was a, it, there's a scan that you just kind of scroll through. Yeah.
And they swore a bunch.
Yeah, they swore a lot. It was uncomfortable how much. Like, I did not like it. And it's not that I'm not. I have a mouth of a sailor.
Yeah, you're not a
but
prude.
I'm not a prude at all. But it was like, this doesn't belong in Dragon Quest. Like, F-bombs don't need to be coming out of the hero's mouth. It feels weird.
Yeah, as I was reading the manga in English, this time through like the official English translation,
yeah,
anytime when he was like, "You little troublemaker!" In my mind, I was like, man, I wonder how this was in the fan translation.
Yeah, it was much more graphic.
It's probably not, "You little troublemaker."
"You little troublemaker, it's you little p***er." It was lots of things like that when he was really angry, and it's like, nah, that just doesn't fit.
Yeah. Before we get too far into this episode, there's two things I want to mention. Number one is I'm having like some reconstructive stuff done in my house, not my face. On my house.
And, when you said reconstructive, I'm like, are you seriously going to have to like have cosmetic surgery here or something
sounded,
soon? I was
sounded,
like, I didn't know about this.
But no, they're doing some reconstruction stuff inside my house. It's kind of loud, so if there's any weird like drilling, sawing noises or like loud metal banging going on in the background, it could happen. I'm in the room farthest away from all that right now, and it is stuff upstairs in my house. So it's kind of far away. But anyway, if you hear weird loud noises, that's why. And then the second thing I wanted to mention, it's a little bit more fun, is that we have a new Patreon patron to give a real nice thank you to.
And it's M14 Navarro. We thank you, M14. You're not M13 or M15. You're M14. Awesome. Thank you.
That wasn't bad. As your usual songs go, that one wasn't too shabby.
All right, I appreciate that. Yeah.
It sounded like the beginning song or like the end song of like an anime.
It did. It sounded like I started it up and it was all like, oh, this is like a sitcom jingle.
Yeah, it's my daughter's been watching a show on Netflix. It's anime. It's called Glitter Force, which is like, I mean, it's aimed at children, but it's like an anime. And
right.
Anyway, I felt like that song could have been in Glitter Force.
Oh well, I'm gonna take that as a point of pride.
Yeah, you should. Anyway, so Dai manga. Since we were kind of chatting about the swearing there for a second, yeah, I really enjoyed the translation here, the official English translation, and I did not read so much of the Dai manga previously as you had,
right.
So you're definitely more of a Dai expert than I am, but I enjoyed it. I gotta admit that the beginning parts, and I guess heads up, spoiler warning, we are gonna be talking some spoilers with Volume 1 of the Dai manga, which goes about through Episode 5. Of the anime, so if you watch the anime through episode 5 or read the manga already, don't worry. But if you're worried about spoilers, there are going to be some spoilers in this episode. But yeah, for me with the Dai stuff is it took me a little while to get into it because it starts off like all the Dai stuff always does with like the imposter DQ3 hero and his like the job imposter people showing up on the island. And all of that, and it's just like it's like Batman's parents walking out of the theater, and you know that they're both going to get shot. It's like you know what's going to happen, and so it was just kind of like. So I get it though. I mean, this is the first time it's been like officially translated into English. Whatever, you got to include it. But for me personally, it's just like okay, I've seen this like multiple times already, and so getting through like the first couple of chapters there in the manga. Once I got through that though, and got to stuff that, like I hadn't read before, officially or like even or stuff that I had either forgotten about with the anime or maybe I just zoned out in the anime during certain portions and so I didn't see this. But either way, it was really good. It just took me a minute to get past the Batman's parents getting shot in the alley outside the theater portions of the anime, of the manga.
Yeah. And I mean, I read a lot of this. I actually didn't realize just how much of it I had read online because this stopped way before I expected it to. And so I do like this translation much better. And I like reading it in hard copy 10 times better than I do on a website on my tablet. But yeah. But the story was the same thing for me. Like, I've read this before, so it felt almost trudging, which is the problem I had with the anime as well, because I don't like revisiting things unless I am super duper ultra into them, and then it's great. But if I'm not, then it feels like it's a task to get through. And unfortunately, that's what volume one of this felt like to me, is being a task I get through just like the anime did, because I know the story, I knew what was coming up, and I was like, yes, the translation's better, but I'm not getting anything really new out of it. They even have the cool things at the end where it's like explaining the spells, which I really liked though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad they included things like that, like Sizz and Frizz and all of it.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. I had tried watching the anime and got kind of ish far into it there at the beginning, where I was watching it every week on like Hulu, and then it got taken off of Hulu, and I was like, oh well, I just never went out and like actively right. tried to like seek it out. And even then, it's really hard. I've mentioned this in a previous episode. I think it's super hard for me to get into anime. Like, I just can't do it. And I know it's very antithetical to my personality, because all I play are like cartoony anime games. So you yeah. would think, based on my preference for video games, that I would just be super into anime and love it. And for whatever reason, I can't do it. Like, I liked the Pokemon show when I was a kid, when it was new, like Indigo League, the early stuff.
Uh-huh.
I rewatched that with my kids, and I still enjoy it. It's not something I can just sit there and watch by myself. I got into Bleach for a little while, my senior year of high school, yeah. and enjoyed it pretty well, the anime, but it was still the manga that I liked more. Like, the reason I got into Bleach is because this kid, Tyler Horton sat in front of me in English lit class. It's a senior year in high school. And he right. had all these volumes of Bleach. And I would get done with my work ahead of most people in the class. So I would just be sitting there, and I would usually read books from the library or whatever, because I yep. really love reading. And so he had all this Bleach manga. And so he would share it with me, and he'd pass it back behind me, and I would sit there and read it in class and then hand it back to him when class was over, and he would take uh-huh. it, and then the next day we'd repeat. And so I read through like the first, like, I don't know, 15, 20 volumes of Bleach that semester in senior English, and got really into it. And then back then, streaming wasn't a thing yet, but Bleach was out on DVD, and I bought the first season of Bleach on DVD and really liked uh-huh. it, got into it, and then never went back and bought like the second season or anything like that, and I've never streamed it. But aww. Just to kind of give you like a background into like where I'm at in terms of anime and manga, like it is very hard for me to get into. And I've enjoyed different manga from time to time. Like, I really liked the Monsters Plus, Dragon Quest Monsters Plus manga, the five
it was
volumes.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, we've done some episodes on that. Wasn't a fan of the ending, but I enjoyed the journey. Anyway. And, you know, I've reread through that a few times. I started buying up the Viz has released like the collector's volumes of the Pokemon manga.
And so
I started buying those up. And I fell off of it after a while, because there's a very clear point, even though it's the same author and illustrator at this point, there's a clear point where you realize where the focus on Pokemon went from being like, okay, you know, these are new games, we don't know what we're doing with it yet, to uh-huh. like, okay, we definitely want to target this to kids, because they really dial it down. The first volume, the first collector's volume of the Pokemon manga is like hyper violent. Like, there's like Pokemon getting broken up into tiny ice cubes, and like an Arbok getting like sliced down the middle, like getting like bisected in the middle of a battle, and just like, it's like super violent. And I actually liked it. Super violent Pokemon actually works really well. And so then this is the Dai manga is the newest kind of manga that I've been reading, and I've enjoyed it. It's like tonally, I've said this before, and this is about Dai, not the manga or the anime or anything, just like Dai in general. Tonally, like everything about Dai, like it's hard. It's been really hard for me to get into Dai. I did not like the mobile game. We did an episode on that.
Yeah.
Was that a year ago? How long? I can't.
It's been a while. It's been so long that I kind of forgot that it actually had come out and released already, because neither of us liked it really at all.
Yeah, I don't remember either. It was like
it was time, last year, but
time means nothing. And so it's really hard to kind of gauge. I didn't like that. I, you know, fell off from the anime pretty quickly. I tried reading the fan translation of the manga and I think the problem there was that it was on a computer, and it's just, I don't like read, like I want to buy a physical copy of a print book and read that. I don't want to.
And like, you don't even like ebooks on a Kindle that is like the e-ink kind of thing that is like as close as you can get to a physical book on.
Correct.
Ebook. Yeah.
Yeah. We have so many Kindles sitting in my house unused. It's like ridiculous, because people know that Grace and I like to read. So if you know some people who like to read, a Kindle makes a cool gift, right?
Yeah.
And so people keep giving us Kindles. And so we have like a little stack of them. We've fixed them. Amazon has a thing where you can buy like a kid bumper for the Kindle.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have those. And so like on long trips to Tennessee or something, that's what we give our kids to watch, because Netflix can let you download some episodes of something.
And so they're Kindle Fires. Okay, so I'm thinking of like the Paperwhites, where it's the e-ink, just a little dedicated just ebook thing. I have a Kindle Fire, and it is much worse to read on than just a regular like Kindle.
I have one of those too.
I love that one.
I had I had another one, and I actually sold it to somebody I used to work with at the college.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Harley. You know who Harley is. People they're like, who's Harley? But yeah, sold her one of them, because I was like, I don't need two of these. I don't really use either one of them. But anyway, I mean, yeah, people love Kindle. I just can't get into it. Like, I need a print book, and my wife is the same way. So having Dai in print in English for the first time was super exciting, and it didn't disappoint. Like, this is probably what's going to get me into Dai now, is the Dai manga.
Mm. Yeah.
Which, I'm not trying to be like conceited here, but that's probably the highest praise I can give this, is that this is going to be what gets me into Dai, because I have tried like with lots of different ways, you know, the old manga, the old anime, the new anime, the video game. Like, I've tried, people, but this might be the one that does it, because for whatever reason, I really enjoyed it. And like, it was even, I was even like, last week when it came out, I was like, I'm going to take my time with this. It's like 330 pages. So I was like, yeah, I'll read like one or two little chapters a night, and that'll be good. It'll last me for like a week, because the next volume doesn't come out until May, I believe. And so it's like every 2 months. Yeah. And so I was like, I need to take my time with this. And, you know, we didn't do a Dai episode last week because we were like, we're going to take our time with it. And then once I got to like chapter 4, I guess it was, it's around the time that that Avon and Pop show up, and and it gets into stuff with like the Dark Lord Hadlar and everything like that. That's when I was like, it was really hard to put down after that, because I was like, cool. And it was a lot of like fighting and stuff, so it was hard to just pause it right there. So I did, you know, very fervently, I was like reading, flipping through stuff and reading it and all. But then, you know, it was like, I said I was going to take my time with it. And then I think I held to that promise for like one night, maybe two nights. And then the third night I was like into it, and I just like read through the next, like, I don't know, 200 pages of it.
Wow.
Just absorbed it. Yeah.
And I looked back just now, like talking about the mobile game, and we did our episode on The Adventure of Dai, A Hero's Bonds, is out on October 1st.
Oh my gosh, October. It wasn't even 6 months ago.
And we've already, like the last 2 years have been just one extended blur for me.
It's been
There is no concept of time within that. It's just things happened within this amorphous like circle of time. And it turns out that one is closer to the end than I ever would have given it credit for. I thought it was early spring last year, surely since we talked about that.
Yeah, I Grace, my wife Grace, she showed me something that was talking about Parasite winning an Oscar. And that was that was before all the lockdowns happened in 2020. And to me, like, it's either that it feels like it was not long ago or everything feels like super long ago. And for that, for some reason, that didn't feel that long ago to me. And I was like, huh, that's weird. It doesn't seem like that was, you know, 2 years ago. Like, that's kind of odd. But then she was talking about something about us watching it. And I was like, oh, I don't remember watching Parasite. She was like, yeah, we did just like a few months ago. And she started like describing it to me again. I was like, oh, yeah, we did watch that. And so I don't know what happened, but it's like, I can, there's the before time where it feels like it was just like yesterday, but then there's like a 2 years in the middle that feels like it has been 60 years.
Yes, it does. And I know that that's kind of a joke and a cliche among people talking about all of this, but it's true. I really do feel that way. It's like, I'm not even going in on the hyperbole of, you know, these years have lasted forever kind of thing. It's like, no, I don't know how long things have taken during these last 2 years because my brain cannot function correctly because of it.
Yeah. Grace and I were talking that to us, last year is always just March 2020. Like, yeah, that's how our brains work. And even though it's like 2 years now, has been sandwiched in there, like in our minds, when we're like, oh yeah, that was last year, we mean it. We mean March 2020 or before.
If I say if I say last year, I mean 2019.
Oh really?
I do, because my brain is actually stuck in like the March and April of 2020. My father-in-law got sick around that time too, so I don't really remember a whole lot of like summer to December, and then he died in December, so I have a very clear idea of December. So it kind of pushes together, and then there's the whole grieving process that I know you've been through as well, where like last year was all grief, so I have like all of this blur that's condensed into like 6 months within 2020 in my mind. So it's like when I think of last year, I'm thinking like 2019, but it's really spread out with just lots of time between that. I honestly don't know what's gone on during those times. Like, I really can't remember anything important or useful or productive or anything during the like gaps between that. That's kind of where the Die mobile game falls. It's like, I don't really know what was going on in October of last year. Like, October of 2021, it's a time that happened. I think I was there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I was there because I'm here now.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense logically. With me, I mean, it's hard for me to get into mobile games anyway, but I think this is why, I think the Dai manga, other than being a really good, like, solid translation, I think that really what it has going for it, for me personally, is that it's print now. It's print, so I can read it the way I want to read it. I prefer reading to like watching stuff anyway. Like I typically prefer reading a book, reading a manga, like watching a movie adaptation of that book, or watching an anime or whatever. And I don't like mobile games, which is the only games we've gotten in English for Dai so far. And so I think because of that, that's why the manga has really kind of got a hold of me. And I'm pretty excited. I mean, we have volume 2 coming out in like 2 months, and then they're staggering the releases through volume 5 for the rest of the year. So we've got, that would be November is when volume 5 is coming out. So we'll have a good bit of Dai to read and everything. More than anything though, reading this has made me like, I know I feel like I say this pretty regularly, but it's got me really jonesing for a Dragon Quest game, like a new Dragon Quest game. Like, the whole time I was reading it, I was just like, oh my god, I love Dragon Quest. I want to play a Dragon Quest game. And then, and it kind of made me sad because, you know, we don't have concrete release dates for, like, any of the announced, confirmed Dragon Quest games at this point. Don't really know a whole lot about a lot of them yet. And there's already been a dry spell, and the fact that we don't have a lot of news yet makes me think that there's going to be even more of a dry spell before we get more. And it's like, outside of the mobile releases, and I mean, we did have the Netflix movie Your Story, which I liked, but there hasn't been a game, like a console Dragon Quest game in so long. And so I just, the whole time I was reading this, and as I was getting to the end, like by the time I got to the ending of it, I was all pumped. I was like, let's do this. I want to play a Dragon Quest game. Yeah. And then I was like, well, what can I play that I haven't played before? You know?
And yeah, I mean, you've even played through Yakuza 7 where you where it's kind of it's like a Dragon Quest. But there's that you could always play through. I don't think you've done it multiple times like you have most of the Dragon Quest games.
Yeah, I mean that's why I started playing Blue Dragon, though. You know, we did our Blue Dragon episode last week, and that was why, is because I was like, I need a Dragon Quest game, and I haven't played Blue Dragon in a while, and so I was like, maybe I'll replay this. You know, at a certain point, if you go so long without playing a video game, it doesn't quite seem like replaying it anymore because you've kind of forgotten just enough about it. And yeah. Blue Dragon has been kind of that way for me, is that I forgot just enough of it that there's still some surprises every once in a while where I'm like, oh, I didn't remember this. This is neat.
Like the poos.
I remember the poos, of course. Oh. That's hard to forget.
I was actually wondering if the poos were a surprise going back. I meant to ask you that, like if you really remembered the poos.
No, I remember the poos. I mean, it's like playing a Dragon Quest game and forgetting that slimes exist.
Yeah.
It's very hard. It'd be very difficult to do, even if you're not like a super huge Dragon Quest fan. They're just like so ingrained, you know?
Right, yeah.
So
okay.
Anyway, so you said you were surprised by how quickly the Dai manga ended. And I was surprised by how long it was. I mean, 330 pages. But I was surprised by how little narrative territory, I guess, it covered. Is that like that's what you mean. Yeah. Like, you expect it to cover a lot more narrative.
I thought that this was going to end at what is probably going to be the end of Volume 2. Because, like, the narrative goes through, and that's really when it'll start picking up with what's going on, like, how all of this is moving forward. But right now, this is the, in terms of the hero's journey, like, this is answering the call. Like, they don't even have the point where they're even approaching a threshold to cross. He hasn't even really
thought about
a whole bunch of stuff.
They do cross a threshold. It ends with them on the boat going across the water. That's like the most thresholdy of all thresholds.
But they're just starting it. Like, they haven't even gone across it.
That's true, I guess.
That's really what I mean. It's like, we're on our way is the one of the last lines on the thing of them on the picture of the boat. Like, the last two panels of it I'm looking at right here is them. This is a minor spoiler, but the boat going with a sail going poof. It's like, we're on our way. I know it was only blah 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 blah, and then there's one panel and I'm just like, but I need you to get to this part that I really thought was interesting after this.
They fellowshipped of the ringed it, like that, those moments, the when I was reading it, I was like, oh my god, Pop is Sam Gamgee and Dai is Frodo, because I mean it's literally that scene from the Peter Jackson movie where like Frodo is going across on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And Sam's like, don't leave me, Mr. Frodo. And is like jumping out into the water. And then, you know, Frodo reaches out and pulls Sam up into the boat. And then they go off with their boat. The movie does end with them actually on the other side. But whereas this one stops with them midway across the water. But yeah, when I was reading that, I was like, this is Sam and Frodo.
And one thing I don't remember from the online version, this may just be my terrible memory, is the colored pages. Like, I don't remember there being the full color and even partial color, like the orange monochrome, like the duotone there, rather, online version.
I think that's new.
And there might have been, but I really, really like it. And I really like the full color comic art that they have at like the beginning of the last volume and the like two page spreads that they do.
Yeah,
like,
I really
like those.
Yeah, I was very pleasantly surprised by those because I had not seen anything like that before and had not seen that in fan translations, but also I wasn't expecting that when the manga arrived. So when it got to that, I was like, cool. My only, I guess, quibble with that is that it's almost like arbitrary when they start and stop it.
Yeah,
after a while.
It seems like that.
Like at one point, they finish it like about a third of the way through one of the chapters, and then they don't do it again, and then they pick it up about halfway through a chapter and then end it before the end of that chapter. And then it's just like, I don't know, it's weird. It's just like they randomly threw color into sections. And maybe it's maybe it's supposed to like emphasize certain parts, but it didn't seem that way, especially the ones that started like that stopped mid chapter. It was just like okay, weird. This just stops in the middle of like a conversation. Why was this place chosen to be the stopping point for the color?
Yeah, it's like I'm looking like right now, just looking at it, and it's showing the like in the very like I think it's at in like chapter 3 maybe. And it's like, okay, there's monster training and attacking and stuff. And it's like full color spread, full color page. And then it's the next time it's like the duotone orangish. And it's like nothing changes. It's just one from one full color monster attack to a duotone monster attack to a monochrome monster attack later.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't understand your... Actually, no, the entire rest of that chapter is orange. And so is the next one. And then it's just middle of training stuff, a training montage where it just goes into black and white again. It's like, maybe there's something about manga that I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
That calls this, that this happens. And I would love for someone to tell me what it is if I'm missing something, because it seems arbitrary, but it's really cool.
Yeah, so. Like this is the first manga I've ever read. And again, not a manga expert, but out of
this
all
is
the manga...
Not, you've read all the... This is not, you just said this is not the first manga you've ever read.
I said out of all the manga I've ever
read. Oh, I thought you said this is the first manga I've ever read. And I'm like, you went through a 15-minute story talking about all the manga you've read.
No. First of all, it was like 4 minutes. Second of all, out of all the manga I've read, this is the first one that's ever done that. And again, I'm not a manga expert. I haven't just like read a ton of it. But I have read, you know, I feel like I've read... What, 5 or 6 different kinds of manga at this point? And I do have, I also have like the DQ7 manga, Warriors of Eden. It's in Japanese, but I have all of those volumes and everything. So, I mean, I have a pretty good like manga collection for somebody who doesn't just like read manga all the time.
Right.
And this is the first manga I've ever read that did this. And so it did throw me off, pleasantly surprised, but then I was like, what's the reasoning behind this? And so I got really excited whenever we get the panels that show Avon, like he's dressed like the DQ1 hero and Hadler looks like Dragon Lord and they're fighting and stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I really like when they do those things. I like it when they did it in Monsters Plus as well, where they make the connections back to Dragon Quest games, because it makes them feel a little bit more connected that way, even though they're not really. It's like, it's nice little winks and nudges to the audience outside of just like, hey, here's a slime from Dragon Quest that's also in this Dai manga. Like, it's nice that those connections are there, and so I appreciate those kinds of things.
Yeah, I do too. I like stuff like that. Like, those are one of my favorite things about Final Fantasy games, Dragon Quest games, where they have those recurring things, like visual elements and motifs. I also love about this one the puns for chapter titles. Like
Dynamite. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. I love that one. What was the one? I just saw it. I need to flip through again.
Indoctrination instead of indoctrination is what
Indoctrination is good. Come on. It was so good. Like, I can't even remember what it was, but I was like, I read it, like I'd forgotten about it, and then I just read it. Arrgh.
I came really close to calling this episode Dynamite. For those people, for those who don't know, before we go into record these episodes, I always name them something, and usually there's something funny that aren't always what we're going to be talking about. Like last week we did Blue Dragon, but I had named like the episode something like Beej's Pootoberfest or something like that, because I knew you'd be talking about poos a lot. And so I came really close to calling this one Dynamite, but instead I was lazy. I just called it Daimanga.
This one, what I was thinking of is the tale of his indignation. And I was like, that's my kind of pun. That's the kind of thing where you'd make me put a dollar in the jar. Talking about indignation, and you'd be like, wow, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's like, I appreciate the translators for this, for doing stuff like that.
For those having those silly Dragon Quest puns in here.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep,
absolutely. And the that they're bad. Like Dynomite, yeah, but Indignation instead of Indignation.
So bad great. They're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love them for it. I'm excited to see what they do with more of this, because I liked this, but the better characters and enemies, I think, are coming later on. And yeah. I stopped actually watching the anime after the first episode for the same reason I said I was trudging more through this. But it was I'm looking forward to where it really picks up and like they fight the giant pink crocodile. Like he's cool.
Crocodine.
Yeah, I don't remember the name. I didn't actually know what it was in English outside of the translation, so.
Huh, well, there you go. Yeah,
There's also his dynamic training, which is fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited to read more. I agree with you. Like, I know I've read enough of the manga or watched enough of the anime where I know some of what's coming next and know some characters and things like that, and I agree. I think the best moments, the best characters, like there's a lot of good stuff on the way. And
yes,
but I mean, if you read a lot of manga, you probably know that already just because of how, you know, manga is structured and everything. But yeah, I'm very excited for volume 2, and especially like volumes probably based on pacing here, I'm going to say like volumes like 4 or 5 and beyond, where it really gets into stuff that I have not seen before. Like, that's what I'm really excited for. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode, though. Remember, you can talk to us on Twitter at DragonQuestFM. We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And another big shout out to M14 Navarro, our newest Patreon patron, and to all of our patrons. We greatly appreciate all of you guys. And if you want to talk to me on Twitter, you can find me there at DragonQuestin.
And you can find me on Twitter at Professor Beege. You can listen to my other podcast, the Geek to Geek podcast, wherever you're listening to this. And you can talk to us on Discord at discord.geektogeekmedia.com. And we would love to have you.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.